Hey, this is Muck Doug from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, March 4th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 67. Hey, hope you're having a great day. You know, the market's been very interesting. It's been very volatile. As a matter of fact, for this week, really hasn't done much of anything. I mean, but there has been incredible moves, right? Yesterday's a huge rally where, hey, oil didn't seem to matter that much, right? Gave way to today's selling where, according to the Washington Post, the stocks fell because of a surge in crude oil prices. And they said in their opening paragraph that stocks declined Friday, erasing almost half of the biggest daily gain in 3 months, amid investor concern that the surge in crude oil prices will curtail U.S. economic expansion. So there you go. Crude oil is at a 29-month high. And I just drove by my favorite gas station, and I use premium in my sports car. And guess what? It's now $4.50 or $4.15 a gallon. So, woo-hoo. Yeah, looking at the chart of the S&P 500, just for this week, you can see the bounce back and forth volatility. And the last time we saw that was, it looked like around November, right? Where the stock market kind of fell, had a little bit of a pullback, and then rallied in early December up through just last week. And and then you go back previous, when's the last time we had kind of a volatile topping kind of pattern? A lot of times the volatility at the highs and the lows indicate some kind of inflection point where there's just a lot of churning. People can't decide which way they want to go. And I'm looking at a chart that doesn't have volume numbers, so I'm on Google. So anyways, I don't have that in front of me, but you go back to the last correction that we had towards the end of April 2010, and it's kind of a similar topping process. You could see the stock market suddenly just go back and forth like crazy, and then we fell into late spring through midsummer. And then once again kind of bottoming sort of around the end of August, right? Remember, September 1st was the mark of the big rally that we've seen. So that's what's going on in the S&P 500. California state employment, have a 12.4% unemployment rate. Woohoo. Things are great, right? Hey, did you see the story about Mazda? Mazda's recalling their cars because of these spiders, right? They got these yellow sack spiders nesting in the hoses of Mazdas, and they're recalling like 65,000 cars. So if you've got a Mazda, you might have spiders in there. Cool. You know, a lot of the reason we may have had a little bit of a sell-off today is, in addition to the crude, well, crude oil is kind of the reason du jour for anything, I guess. But, you know, heading into the weekend, a lot of folks don't want to be caught long should something bad happen. And I'm reading a highlighted article here from somebody who says they're a Middle East correspondent, saying that Saudi Arabia is mobilizing thousands of troops to quell growing revolt. Now, Libya only provides a little over 1 million barrels a day to the world market. And look what they've done to oil prices. Saudi Arabia, that would be a bigger deal. There was only, prior to the Libya uprising, there was only about 4 million barrels a day of excess oil being supplied. Economies around the world are growing, so more oil is being consumed. As a matter of fact, China just overtook the U.S. as the number one energy user. So, you know, a lot of folks need oil, and there's not much slack. So you start to remove that slack, and you can see what happens, supply-demand. The price goes up. Let's see what else I have. Yeah. The unemployment rate, you know, I talked a little bit about California. Federally, nationally, the unemployment rate is down to 8.9%. I mentioned that yesterday, but I'm looking at a chart here on MarketWatch.com. And you can compare. They have a good chart up. This is an article by, who knows who it's by, Steve Goldstein. And he said it was a good payrolls report. And it was, right? And if you look at the chart, you go back, and this chart, it's a 10-year chart. And it goes back to late to mid-2000 through about mid-2001 when we had that recession earlier in that decade. And you can see how the payroll numbers were coming in. And that seemed kind of bad at the time, right? Man, you compare it to now since, looks about like mid-2007 when the payroll, we started seeing some layoffs. Mid-2007 through really mid-2009, and then another little dip here in 2010. But you can see kind of the trend reversing in payrolls. So you have to wonder if the firings are about over. have companies position themselves. We know that employment's a lagging indicator, and we see that there are more up bars than down bars for the last year or so, and that's good news, right? Because it's good to see people working. Although we're starting to see, like I said, the increase in oil demand, and restaurants seem to be more crowded on Friday nights. We're starting to notice that kind of stuff because the economy's getting better. Hey, it's Friday. I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is It's My Time by Klaus Frederick. See ya. Boop 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 bo